Section 3. County and Municipal Government. Local governments are based on the American notion that citizens are best able to manage their own provincial affairs. These governments also provide services that citizens cannot obtain efficiently and effectively if they act on their own. The earliest of the state constitutions permitted the creation of local governments. In the first local governments, particularly in New England, residents met in town meetings and voted on the issues facing their community. West Virginia's Constitution of 1863 called for the establishment of a similar type of government. The Constitution of 1872, however, changed the structure of state and local government. The Constitution provides guidelines for the establishment and administration of counties, municipalities, and boards of education. County government. Nationally, there are over 3,000 counties. 55 of those counties are located in West Virginia. The center of a county government is the county seat. When the state was admitted to the Union in 1863, 44 counties were created from territory taken from the state of Virginia. Additionally, it was agreed that Berkeley, Hampshire, Hardy, Jefferson, Morgan, and Pendleton counties would be added to the state if the people in those counties voted to approve the Constitution of 1863. When they did approve it, West Virginia then had 50 counties. Four of the remaining counties were created by acts of the legislature. In 1866, Mineral County was formed from Hampshire County, and Grant County was formed from Hardy County. The next year, Lincoln County was created from parts of Cable, Putnam, Kanawha, and Boone counties. In 1871, Summers County was created from parts of Greenbrier, Monroe, Mercer, and Fayette counties. The final county was added in 1895, when Mingo County was formed from Logan County. The state constitution sets out the process by which additional counties may be created. A new county must be at least 400 square miles in size and have at least 6,000 residents. However, a new county cannot be formed from an existing one if, by doing so, the size of the original county would become less than 400 square miles or its population would become less than 6,000. In addition, a majority of the voters living in the area that would become the new county must vote in favor of its creation. County services. Counties were established by the state to help provide services for its citizens. Services to county residents have changed over the years. Today, the state, not the county, is primarily responsible for overseeing the building and repair of roads. At one time, the counties gave aid to the poor. Today, that responsibility has shifted to the federal and state governments. Although the counties have been relieved of a number of duties they traditionally did in the past, they have been given new ones. For example, counties today are responsible for water and sewage systems, libraries, and recreation, as well as emergency services such as law enforcement, medical emergencies, and fire protection. Taxes on real property, land and permanent structures on land, and personal property, movable items such as automobiles, generate much of the revenue counties need to pay for the services they provide. In the early 1990s, the state of West Virginia underwent a property reappraisal, which almost doubled the amount of revenue received by some county governments. An appraisal is an estimate of the value of something, in this case, real property. Taxes are usually based on a piece of property's appraised value. Other sources of revenue for local governments include federal grants, fees and fines, and funds from other state taxes, such as the gasoline tax. County powers. The county is the most important local political unit in the state. Like the state and federal levels, the county government has legislative, executive, and judicial duties. Using legislative powers, counties regulate the use of property, levy taxes, issue bonds, a form of long-term debt, set the requirements for business licenses, and spend money for county purposes. Using executive powers, counties collect taxes, enforce county ordinances, conduct elections, and keep records. County officials are also responsible for building and maintaining everything from parks and stadiums to hospitals and animal shelters. County employees even supervise jails. West Virginia, in an effort to operate more efficiently, created 8 regional jails in the mid-1990s. Several counties share these jails. Counties lost a large portion of their judicial responsibilities in 1974 through a constitutional amendment. Much of the county commission's judicial duties are now handled by magistrate courts. Still, county governments perform such judicial functions as hearing appeals on tax assessments, employee complaints, and zoning decisions. They also prosecute cases in circuit courts. The County Commission. A county commission presides over this level of government. The county commission must have at least 3 members, called commissioners. Only one county, Jefferson, has more than 3 county commissioners. It has 5 county commissioners. The Judicial Reorganization Amendment of 1974 allows the voters of a county to ask for a change in the size of the county commission, but the legislature must approve any change. The commissioners are elected to 6-year terms, which are staggered so that one commissioner is elected every 2 years. Commissioners must meet at least 4 times a year. They meet more frequently to deal with county matters. They establish the county budget, review property assessments, the estimated worth of property, and set the property tax rate, listen to taxpayer complaints, and approve funds for a variety of services, including libraries, parks, schools, buses, and sometimes swimming pools. The commissioners also play an important role in elections. They determine voting precincts, determine what type of voting system to use, appoint poll workers, examine votes, and certify the election. Other county officials. Despite their broad authority, county commissioners must share part of their power with other elected county officials. Those other county officials include the county clerk, circuit clerk, sheriff, assessor, and prosecuting attorney. The county clerk keeps the official records of the county, including the records of births, deaths, marriages, and divorces. The county clerk also supervises voter registration, determines what voting supplies are needed before an election, trains poll workers, and supervises local elections. The circuit clerk keeps the records for the circuit courts, impanels, enrolls citizens on, juries, receives certificates from candidates for countywide and municipal elections, issues absentee ballots, and prepares the election ballot. The sheriff enforces the law. As the county treasurer, the sheriff also collects all property taxes paid in the county. The assessor is responsible for determining the value of property for tax purposes. The prosecuting attorney pursues legal action against wrongdoers and represents other county officials in court. Most of these officials are elected to 4-year terms, and their salaries are set by statute, law. The sheriff is the only one of these officials to be limited by the state constitution to 2 consecutive terms. Municipal government. A municipality is a political unit smaller than the county. A county may have numerous municipalities within it. Depending on its size, a municipality may be classified as a city, town, or village. A city is the largest. Cities are further subdivided. Class 1 cities have a population of at least 50,000 people. Class 2 cities have a population between 10,000 and 50,000. And Class 3 cities have a population between 2,000 and 10,000. Municipalities not included in these classifications are called towns or villages, with villages being the smaller of the two. As the population of a city changes, it moves from class to class automatically. Population figures are based on the latest census data. Charleston and Huntington are West Virginia's largest cities. West Virginia's cities and towns may be incorporated or unincorporated. Incorporated cities have their own governments, while unincorporated cities rely on their county government for such services as police and fire protection. A municipality is created when a majority of its residents approve a charter of incorporation. The charter is similar to the state or federal constitution and includes the city's official name, boundaries, and powers. the state can set limits on the forms and structures of government, as well as the amount of debt, borrowing, or taxation by the municipality. Forms of municipal government. In West Virginia, the type of government a city may have is determined in part by its population. Of the 232 incorporated municipalities in West Virginia, according to the 2020 census, 77 were cities, 148 were towns, 6 were villages, and 1 was a corporation. Some 46 municipalities were designated as Class 3 cities, 12 as Class 2 cities, and only 2 as Class 1 cities. Larger cities may choose one of 3 forms detailed in state law. All city governments, however, have the same 3 branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial, as the federal, state, and county systems. Mayor-Council Form. The oldest form of city government is the Mayor-Council Form. The people elect both the mayor and the council members. The mayor manages the city, carrying out the policies and ordinances, municipal laws, set by the city council. Most councils have 5 to 7 members. In some cities, council members are elected to represent a specific ward, a district within the city. At times, councilors at large are elected to represent the entire city. There are 2 types of mayor-council governments. The weak mayor system is found most often in small cities. In a weak mayor system, the city council has both legislative and executive powers. The mayor has limited powers, appoints few city officials, does not prepare the city budget, and has little veto power. The mayor is primarily a figurehead, a person who is the head of an organization but who has no power, who presides over council meetings and performs other ceremonial duties. Some communities favor the weak mayor system because they prefer power to be divided among many officials. Others believe spreading power among many officials makes running city government inefficient. The strong mayor system is more often found in larger cities. In this form, the mayor is a strong leader who proposes legislation, prepares the budget, appoints all department heads, and has veto power. Those who favor the strong mayor system believe it ensures better coordination of services for the city. Several of West Virginia's larger cities, including Huntington, Parkersburg, St. Albans, and South Charleston, use the strong mayor system. Council manager form. As city governments grew larger and more complex, the council manager form of government was created. Elected city council members set policy and pass ordinances. There is a mayor who presides at council meetings. The mayor is either elected to the office or designated by a vote of the council members. The council hires a professional city manager who is in charge of the daily operation of city government, its agencies, and departments. This has become the most popular form of government for cities with populations of more than 25,000. Some cities with this type of government are Bluefield, Clarksburg, Morgantown, Weirton, and Wheeling. City managers are trained by universities and colleges to handle the complex duties of city administration. City managers need to know all areas of city government, including finance and personnel, and to be able to work well with all political factions and personalities. Because so many different political interest groups are involved, city managers are often blamed for city weaknesses, and in some cities there is a high rate of turnover. Commission form. In the commission form of government, voters elect individuals to specific administrative positions. In West Virginia, there must be either 3 or 5 commissioners. Each commissioner heads a department such as finance, streets, public safety, public works, or public affairs. All of the commissioners together make up what is known as the city commission. The mayor may be elected, or the commissioners may appoint a mayor from their number. The mayor has no more power than the other commissioners and merely acts as a ceremonial head of the city. Additional city officials may be appointed by the full commission or by the commissioner overseeing the department in which the appointee will work. The affairs of the city may be conducted in one of 2 ways. The commissioners may jointly rule, or each commissioner may control and make decisions for those areas under her or his specific department. Those who support the commission form of government claim that it is easily understood by the voters and very democratic. No one person has too much power. Critics of the system, however, point out that since no one is in charge, there is little effective leadership. It is also difficult to hold individuals responsible for group actions. Municipal courts. By the authority of the legislature, municipalities may establish courts to try violators of city ordinances, including traffic violations. In some of the larger cities, like Charleston and Huntington, there are municipal judges. In smaller towns, the mayor may serve as the judge. Funding municipal government. Municipal governments have many duties and functions. The public continues to demand more local services, services that cost a great deal of money. One of the greatest problems facing West Virginia cities today is a shortage of money. Revenues have not kept pace with local needs, and a Supreme Court decision in 1949 banned the state from giving money to cities. As a result, cities are dependent upon federal funds and local taxes. During the 1970s, the federal government provided large amounts of money to cities in the form of revenue sharing. As a result, cities expanded their services and used federal funds to pay for them. In the 1980s and 1990s, however, revenue sharing decreased, causing cities to cut or consolidate services. The other source of municipal funds, local taxes, is tightly controlled by the state government. Municipalities may levy taxes on such items as property, sales, businesses, amusements, and dogs. The state, however, limits the size of those taxes. Until the limits are raised, cities cannot depend on much revenue from these sources. A final reason for municipal money shortages is the fact that many businesses have moved out of the cities, and many new businesses have located in suburban shopping centers outside city limits. People who have gone to the suburbs no longer pay municipal property taxes. Because of financial problems, municipalities must rely on service fees. Cities levy fees for such services as garbage removal, sewage disposal, and police and fire protection. They may also charge fees for paving streets and sidewalks. Boards of Education. Besides county and municipal, a third example of local government is the Board of Education. In West Virginia, school districts are usually distinct from counties and municipalities, although school districts share the same borders as counties. This is not the case in most other states. West Virginia has 55 school districts in which more than 220,000 students are educated. A school board, consisting of 5 members, is the governing body for the school district. School board members are chosen in nonpartisan elections. Board members set education policy, approve the budget and curriculum, and hire school employees. Board members also hire a chief administrator, called the school superintendent, to carry out the goals of the system. The county superintendent of schools is the chief spokesperson on education issues in the district. Local boards of education receive direction from the West Virginia Department of Education. The State Department decides the basic requirements for high school graduation, although local boards of education may set even higher standards. Since West Virginia instituted a waiver policy, local boards of education may request alternatives to state requirements. This procedure makes local school boards more autonomous, self-governing. Boards of education receive their revenue from county property taxes as well as from state and federal funds. Some counties have special assessments which provide additional money for salaries, materials, equipment, and supplies. For major building projects, school systems may submit an application to the state building authority for funds or ask the voters within the county to approve a bond. Usually, bond revenue is generated from increases in property taxes. In recent years, West Virginia voters have not voted to raise taxes.